Now, love is a heavenly emotion, a many splendid thing that makes the world go round, and it deserves to be nurtured and protected, particularly from financial stress of any kind. And you know, I would never sound like this. This is according to the head of financial education at Old Mutual, that is John Manyike, and he joins us on the line this evening. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks for having me.
Now, John, before batting indosa iplesa mentality, what is the link between money and relationships?
It's big because, you know, whether you like it or not, in one way or the other, money plays a big role in relationships. And I'm glad we're talking about money and relationships as we're heading towards Valentine, those who celebrate Valentine. You know, have these, some of these things to talk about. But the reality is, whether you are dating or whether you are married, money is going to play a role in one way or the other.
Yeah. So, John, and maybe this might be, you know, a basic question to be able to ask. Why must one be very, very honest about the income that they earn in a relationship? You know, and I'll tell you why I'm asking the question. We come from an environment, when I say we, I mean us of a darker skin, where if you talk about money, especially at home, they always tell you that it's not there. And more often than not, we come from, you know, certain backgrounds, not all of us, where the father does not declare how much money he's got. But if you can just quickly elaborate, why is it so important to be able to declare in a relationship how much your income is?
Yeah, look, when you're in a relationship, I mean, a love relationship is based on trust. You know, so if you cannot trust your partner about anything, where you hide your pay slip as if he's curious, it's a very fidelity. There's a problem with the trust issue there, you know, where it paves the way for financial infidelity, you know, where people even end up creating debts that will affect both of you, especially if you're married in commercial property. Because if somebody goes and apply for a loan, they go and buy a car, they buy different things. If they default, I mean, it affects you, you know, as a partner, whether you were part of that transaction in the signing of that application, you know. So it's important to have some degree of transparency. It sets the right foundation for your relationship going forward in terms of being aligned and being clear on what your goals are going to be, about shared responsibility, and actually working as a team.
We are still taking care of business on Rise FM, and we're chatting to Old Mutual's head of financial education, John Manyike, about love and money. So if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a voice note on 072-885-7702. You know, John, the reason why I cited iplesa mentality ekuqaleni, because this yat ukuthi kunema transactional relationship, and some people without knowing fall into this trap. So what are some of the flags, or how can you avoid finding yourself in a situation such as that?
Yeah, so you know, the firstly, I think it goes both ways. Number one, there are people who fake success during the dating phase, you know, exaggerating your success, giving your partner an impression that you have lots of problems, but money is not one of them.
Yes.
Then as time goes on, you know, having spoiled this partner to a point where they're used to these, you know, extravagant or lavish gifts and very expensive you know, holidays and stuff like that. When you stop doing those things, your partner tends to feel that, what happened? Why has it stopped? Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Or did you get something or whatever you were looking for? You know, those are some of the issues that tends to become a problem. So that's why it's important to be very pragmatic and to also talk about your money values, you know, because a lot of times people get divorced because you find that your values around money are not aligned. You know, the other one is a big spender. They just want to spend the money without a clear goal on that. And then the other one perhaps is more structured. And it would be worse if both of you are both spenders and so on. But a lot of money is one of the biggest drivers of divorce in the world. And that's why it's important to have a system in place in how you're dealing with money. And I picture this. You meet someone, and they don't even disclose that they've got children that they're taking care of, where they are paying maintenance, for example. You get married, and then later on you realize that this person doesn't have money. Imali phelela le
ngaphandle,
you know. Ayikho la endlini. You know, we smell it, but we don't see it. But it would have been far much better if you spoke openly about money issue. Of course, there's a space where if you know with your partner, hey, we are so lega, we turn the man. Sometimes I do hear people saying, you manage the truth sometimes so that you don't overexpose how much is there, because then, you know, people will just want to spend.
I think that's a very interesting point that you point out at the end, to say you manage the truth, because you ultimately do not want the person saying, Mauti angnayo imali, at unayo. You know, so very interesting there. But earlier on, John, you know, we spoke about honesty surrounding income. I think for me, a lot of people are actually scared to ask these things. I don't know if we should be as tacit to ask, to say, what is your financial history? What is your financial score, you know, in terms of compatibility, especially at dating phase? It's not romantic, I understand. But I mean, would that be the route to take, to say, hey, am I financially compatible with this particular person? Am I allowed to ask these questions, to say, hey, what is your financial history? What is your credit score? What do you owe?
I'm glad you brought that question up, because, you know, many times, you know, we say you need to be bold enough. When somebody comes, for example, to propose marriage, you're entitled to ask certain questions about money.
Yes.
Do you have debt? How much debt do you have? How do you want us to get married? Do you want us to get married in communal property or out of communal property? And whatever the answer is, what, why? And there's nothing wrong in saying your application for marriage is hereby noted. However, in order to expedite the processing of your application, please attach a copy of your credit report.
Yes.
What's
yes,
wrong
John.
With that? Why should a woman, for example, inherit a debt from a partner who come with their own debt from wherever they came from? And just because I said I do in commercial property, all of a sudden I will say I'm owing 5 million on my day of marriage.
Liban.
Something is odd there. So you're entitled to ask this question, so you make an informed decision with Uyangena or Angena, if Ungena, in what format.
John, I think you're not going to be popular with a lot of gentlemen, hey? But I think what you're talking about is the absolute truth. You know, people take this for granted, you know. One must never be afraid to ask these particular questions, because they do have a devastating effect on the future of the relationship. But John, just to wrap up, any additional advice before Valentine's Day for ladies, for when it comes to money matters, for gentlemen? How should we be spending our money to show our loved ones that we appreciate them?
And John, I think he's asking for himself, because we're extravagant.
Why are you exposing me, Ziggy?
Yeah, well, I think for those who are celebrating Valentine, you don't have to break the bank. I mean, like I said, when we were talking off air, actually, it's the thought that counts. I know some people will say, oh, come on. I mean, they want something glittering there. But the thing is that don't spend money you don't have just to impress someone. I think be real, let a person understand this is how far I can go. But they must understand that it comes from the bottom of your heart, not that you have to break the bank or even use a credit card to buy a gift for someone that you're going to be paying on terms for the next 6 months. You know, let the person see what you genuinely love them, but you're not buying the love, and it's not a transactional relationship.
Yes. John, you know, you've said a mouthful. I could have you on the show for the next 8 minutes, but unfortunately we've run out of time. Thank you so much, John, for joining us. This is the first show that we've done with yourself. And I know that we're definitely going to have you back again on the show. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much.